turns out Emma Kirk is just getting back to work. So on the line with me this morning, Jamila Dawson from the Mail. Good morning.
Good morning.
How has the Christmas break been for you? Did you get any time off or the news still keeps coming?
Well, yes, news does still keep coming, but I'd got a little bit of time off, which was nice, and straight back into it this week.
Fab, with some big stories. So first, cab off the rank, which is a hilarious pun given story number two, but the city of Busselton has brought in a new parking law.
Yeah, so it was a little bit confusing. They posted on their Facebook page that they adopted a new parking law, but didn't explain what was new about it. And quite a few people made that comment. So I thought, oh, I better ask some questions. And I found out that it was the same law, but they've increased some penalties.
Oh, okay, right. So definitely worth looking into, Busso residents and visitors, just to make sure you don't get caught up in that one.
That's
and
right.
My hilarious pun on first cab off the rank, second two, is actually an in-depth look at the future of taxis, especially in the southwest.
Yeah, so we have we had a few concerned people give us a call saying that they're worried that the Busselton taxis in particular is going to just collapse because they don't have enough drivers. And it really, I mean, it obviously impacts the business, but it's impacting the people that use it most. So like elderly and disabled people.
Yeah, I've sort of wondered how it's all going to progress with obviously the ride share apps and things like that, and then your traditional taxis. And obviously there's always going to be a group of people that suffer more heavily than others. So good to take a look at that. And this one I love. Talk to me about the biological scientist that you spoke to.
Yeah, so it was hard not to notice the amount of flies in particularly Busselton. And so I thought, who do I talk to about this? And a UWA biological scientist was nice enough to talk to me while he was on holidays in Margaret River too. So he was able to see firsthand how bad the flies were. And he talked about how far they travel and why there's so many around and the importance of dung beetles in the fact that they stop flies from breeding and actually limit the amount of flies around as well. So you may not think it's interesting, but it actually really is.
Do you know what? I really do, because I've always wondered about that, because all of a sudden, just on a day, there are 10,000 flies in your face. And where do they come from? Where do they go? Why do they come in? All your answers. Get a copy of the paper this week and you will find out all. Thank you so much for the catch up, Jamila.
And no worries.
Bring on 2021, hey?